Punjab Traffic Police have installed state-of-the-art driving simulators at training centers across Lahore, Rawalpindi, Faisalabad, Gujranwala, and other major cities, officials announced on Tuesday. The initiative aims to revolutionize traditional driver training methods by incorporating advanced simulation technology. The newly installed systems will allow trainees, especially women, to practice driving in a controlled, risk-free environment before hitting actual roads. Additional IG Traffic Mirza Foran Beg emphasized the importance of this technological upgrade. "We're equipping traffic police with modern tools to match international standards. These simulators will particularly benefit women learners by providing a comfortable, secure space to master driving skills. The simulators replicate real-world driving conditions, including various weather scenarios, traffic situations, and emergency responses." Traffic police officials confirmed the technology will help reduce accidents by ensuring drivers receive comprehensive training before obtaining licenses. Meanwhile, as many as 18 people died, whereas 1,849 were injured in 1,529 road traffic crashes, RTCs, across Punjab during the last 24 hours. Out of these, 828 people with serious injuries were shifted to different hospitals, while 1,021 victims with minor injuries were treated at the incident site by rescue medical teams. The majority, 74%, involved motorbikes. Furthermore, the analysis showed those 982 drivers, 65 underage drivers, 185 pedestrians, and 700 passengers were among the victims of road traffic crashes. The statistics show that 318 RTCs were reported in Lahore, which affected 424 persons, placing the provincial capital at top of the list, followed by Faisalabad 103 in with 125 victims, and at third, Gujranwala, with 88 RTCs and 91 victims. The details further reveal that 1867 victims were affected by road traffic crashes, including 1,449 males and 418 females, while the age group of the victims shows that 283 were under 18 years of age, 1,030 were between 18 and 40 years, and rest of the 554 victims were reported above 40 years of age.